So today's topic is going to be a little bit controversial, especially more in the spiritual community or anyone that's starting on that path in life. And we'll be covering today why I don't necessarily meditate every day, yet still experience peace, love, and joy pretty much for the majority of my day. This is something that I didn't share a lot in the beginning, just because I was actually afraid of what the feedback may be, what people may think, what the community might say, because it's really not of the norm when beginning to go down the path of healing, of spirituality, and just going down just this path in life, I would say. And the reason why is because I started to realize, I mean, I did a lot of meditation before, and I want to preface this episode by saying that there is no right or wrong in this world. Meditation isn't right, or doing meditation every day isn't right, and not doing meditation every single day isn't necessarily wrong, nor are other modalities for healing or self-transformation, just like shadow work, just like going to therapy, just like yoga or breath work. All of these are different modalities, and it's just like all religions. There is no right or wrong religion. They're just different paths to the same destination. At the end of the day, all the religions want to help us experience more peace, love, and joy in our lives. And this is the same way for the techniques that we tend to use to be able to go within ourselves and to find that peace, love, and joy that is already within us. So I'll tell you a little bit about what I did before and why I've come to this, I guess, state and pattern now of not necessarily needing to meditate every single day, yet still being able to experience an abundance of peace in my life. So before, I would call myself a voracious seeker. I was constantly looking for the answers with everything that I could possibly get my hands on. And that's why you see over here all of these books. This is only maybe like a fifth of all my books. There's way more books outside. And so I dove into every single possible information that I could in order to find a lot of these solutions that I was wanting in my life, which is just more peace, love, and joy, and how to stop suffering. And I searched so much to be able to find the answer. I went to therapy. I went to hypnotherapy. I did yoga. I did meditations daily. I did shadow work. I did acupuncture. I did Reiki. I tried to do some energy healing, all different sorts of stuff, and studied a lot of different religions to try to find the answer. And at the end of the day, I still couldn't find it, even though I went to, many of you guys may know Dr. Joe Dispenza. I went to a meditation retreat with him in Cancun. And I was with a few thousand people, and it was 7 days, and every day we'd meditate for at least 4 to 6 hours, the most I've ever meditated in my entire life. Now, during the meditations, I was completely blissed out. I felt so much love, peace, and joy, and time flew by because there really was no concept of time during those meditations. Even though I felt amazing during that time, not immediately, but within maybe 10 to 20 minutes after I opened my eyes, I would always go back to thinking, back to anxiety, back to fear, back to wondering what if, or what if this happens, or like, I'm not good enough, or any of these, just this thinking essentially that caused my own suffering. It just came back after the meditation. And that really bothered me, because when I went home, I would literally meditate for an hour or more every single day for a month. And although it was amazing during the meditation, pretty much 15, 20 minutes later, all of this thinking just came back and came to completely control my life again and to dictate everything that I felt in that moment, which resumed my own suffering. So it was after that that I started to ask myself, why is it that I did all this work yet still suffered for the majority of my day? 90%. I would meditate for maybe an hour, yet the rest of the day was still absolute mayhem and chaos. So I asked myself, what if it were possible to feel that way in meditation for the rest of my day? Then the question after that was, how can I possibly do that? And what ways can I be able to create that for myself? And that's when I kind of discovered through a mentor of mine that thinking was the root cause of all suffering. And it was with that insight and revelation that I realized if I let go of my thinking, that I would no longer suffer. And that the only reason why I'm suffering is because I'm thinking. And to help you understand this, a question I'd love to ask is, what emotion do you feel when you're not thinking? And for most people, it's calm, peace, serenity, and maybe even joy. And that's the key. So instead of trying to meditate just for that hour or just that 10 minutes, I didn't always meditate for an hour, right? It went down to like 15 minutes because I was like, screw this. I don't want to do this anymore because it wasn't that effective for the rest of my day. And so I became very angry and frustrated. So I bumped it down to about 10 minutes. I was like, what if I could keep that meditative state throughout the rest of my day? And what I did was I treated every single, I just realized that meditation, the whole purpose of that was to become aware of my own thinking and that I was thinking. And if I could let that go, then I became peaceful again. And so I asked myself, what if I did that in real time when something popped up? What would happen if I used every single opportunity that I suffered throughout my day, psychologically and emotionally, to come back into the present moment and to realize that I'm only suffering because I'm thinking and let go of it? And what would happen then? And so as I did that, I realized that every single moment I can access this state of peace, love, and joy that is already within me, within every single person, within every single one of you. So then all as I just went about my life, I could maintain that state. And it was so beautiful. And now that's how I live my life, is I don't think about it and I'm in a state of peace. And if something does pop up, which it always inevitably does because we're all human, I can remember that I'm only feeling this way. I'm only suffering because I am thinking. And then with that, because what thinking does is it brings me to the past or it brings me into the future. And those moments don't exist. And so I'm either resentful or shameful or guilty of the past or anxious and fearful about the future. But if I let that thinking go, I automatically come back into the present moment. And that's the only time that actually exists. And that's why there's peace, love, and joy there. And in the present moment is where the unknown is. And that's where the universe or God is. And that's why it feels so amazing. It feels so abundant. It feels effortless. And it feels, I would say, there's infinite possibilities when we're in the present moment because of all those things that I just said. So every single moment became like that for me. And yeah, there are times that I suffered more, right? Over time, let's say, it wasn't just instant that I remember that and then boom, we're back into peace. Sometimes it'd be hours. And I just let myself suffer during those times because I know if I allow myself to feel all the things that I'm going through, but holding this understanding, this knowingness that it is only because I'm thinking that I'm suffering, then by the end of that, it passes and it doesn't come back to haunt me anymore. So that's really how I live most of my days now. So instead of just meditating for 10 minutes only in the morning, and that's the only time I feel peace, now I treat every single moment as a meditation. I treat every single moment as an opportunity to be meditative and to maintain that state of non-thinking, of just peace. And that was more important to me. And I didn't want to say, oh, I'm only going to meditate in the morning and hopefully the rest of my day goes okay. Every single moment can be a meditative state. It can be a state of peace, love, and joy. And that's what I really want everybody to be able to remember, because you know this can be true. This is not something new or novel. Anything that I say on this channel, in my book, they're not new at all. But because we're human, we tend to forget. And so that's why I'm even saying it at all, is because I'm helping you remember what you already know intuitively to be true for you. So again, I'm not asking you to believe in this at all. I'm asking you to try it for yourself and to see what happens. And from your experience, you'll know that that is truth and you'll follow it. And I always want to direct you back within, not to listen to what I'm saying as truth or whatever, because it's not. These words are only pointing to the truth, just like how the word apple isn't actually an apple. It's pointing to an actual apple. That's what these words are. And so the truth is only ever within you. And it's only ever in the form of a feeling. So try this out. Try to maintain this meditative state throughout the day by remembering that we're only suffering because we're thinking. And that if we let that thinking go, we return back to the present moment where there's an abundance of peace, love, and joy. And that's how we don't necessarily need to meditate every single day, although you could, and it could help. And a lot of times it does help. And there are times that I do meditate. It's not like I don't. When things get really bad, I do meditate. but I don't necessarily need to do it every single day because I treat every moment as one. So I hope this helps, and I hope this allows you to extend your meditative state beyond your meditations and for you to bring it throughout every single moment in your day, because that's where we are. You know, we're not only in the morning and we try to invest it and hopefully we're more peaceful the rest of the day, although it could happen, but I want you to experience what you could experience every single moment. I love you all very much. I hope this helps. And if it does, let me know in the comments how it is for you as you try it. And I'll see you all very soon.